Why are you so aggressive?
And we're live.
Hello, 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 hello. How we doing on this beautiful morning?
I'm eating a bagel.
Wow, I'm sipping some tea. Yeah.
That's actually, I think, is one of the worst things is you drink tea instead of coffee.
What? What do you, why do you say that?
Because every Hispanic ever in the fucking life drinks dark coffee in the morning for no reason.
Nah, we're not doing that over here.
No?
No. Over here, we sip tea. You feel me? We are on a very strong tea regimen. A lot of natural...
Are you trying to poop?
What? What's wrong with you, bruh? Yo, Carla, we live on the podcast. What's wrong with you?
Whenever I think of tea, I think of someone who wants to poop. Sorry, not sorry.
All right, guys. I just want to say what's up to all my beautiful people out there. This is the What the Fuck Latinx podcast, and it's your boy Joshua.
This is your girl Eating Carla.
This is your girl Eating Carla. What happened to my co-host, Brett? Where's my co-host? Who are you? No. This shit ain't funny,
bro. This is your girl, Carla, and you are listening to WTF Latinx. Are you happy now?
Oh, wait. Bully? Is this a competition?
I mean.
Because, you know, now I'm messing with you.
Yo, how's life? I feel like it's been like 30 years since we did our last episode, even though it was like last week.
It's literally like a week ago. And then like, you know, it's so weird whenever we like, when we start doing episodes back to back, the one week that we like take off and we don't do one, it feels like we haven't done anything for like a month.
In months. Yeah. It's a lot, but hello, beautiful people. Hi, new people. Hi.
Hi, old people. What's up? What's happening? Y'all still listening?
I think we missed last week. Or, like, we didn't miss it, but I think I posted it late because I'm a dumbass.
Whoa. We're not doing that. You can't be talking.
Okay, but I have a story after it.
But
I'm happy to say that, like, I started a new job. So it took me a minute to hold on to, like, a 9-to-5 and then, like, work on the podcast. I totally forgot how to podcast for a minute there. But we back. I've been bullying Joshua because he's taking forever to record.
Carla, I just want to congratulate you on your new motherfucking job. Yes,
I deserved it. I was having panic attacks because I couldn't find a job.
Yo, everybody out there, everybody that has no job out there, y'all already know how difficult it is to find a job during Corona. So,
it's really hard.
My girl Carla be filling out applications day and night. Is going.
I really was. I would just sit on my bed and be like, blah, 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 blah.
Yo, Carla.
I'd be back from no one. So it took me, what, 5 months to get a job?
It took you a bit. It took you a bit. But yo, perseverance and just sticking through with it, grind, and faith.
People, don't give up and ask the people that you know. Because honestly, that's always how people end up with jobs. It's like, you know someone, you know someone. That's such a big, like, workforce thing.
None. That's a fact. The thing is, yo, closed mouths do not get fed, bro. Like real shit. If you don't ask, it manifests into the universe. Ain't nothing gonna happen, bro. You gotta manifest. Like I told Carla, right? Like a week ago, I had sat down and I'm like, damn, I really want to take my graphic design business a lot more serious.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, like a couple days later, I had like 7+ clients. And now I'm drowning in work.
Tell me how I was like, yo, let's go and celebrate the fact that I have a new job. We're sitting on a table of the Cheesecake Factory. And this dude's phone is just ding, 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 ding. And I was like, okay.
Carla's like, who are you texting, bro? Like, damn, we sell
all night. All new clients. It's just fucking crazy.
Well, big blessings, you know? You heard?
I'm hoping the rest of the year gets a little better, but like I also heard Annabelle escaped her box and then they put her back. So Are we not going to talk about that?
Hold on. Yo, we definitely got to talk about that. Because how sure do you escape the museum to go and kill the wrong Trump?
So, if you went on TikTok, you know, everyone's like joking that the reason why she got put back in the box is because she killed the wrong Trump, apparently. It's dark humor, but...
It's super dark. We do not want the president of the United States to die.
Full disclosure.
Full disclosure.
We don't want anyone to die, you know.
We don't wish death on nobody on this podcast, but it was just too much of a coincidence. It's like, yo, the Annabelle doll, quote unquote, goes missing, and then
some Trump person died. Yeah.
Some like political figure ends up dying. It's like, oh shit.
Yeah, when you put two together, I mean, it's 2020. I am capable of believing anything at this point.
Bro, yeah, bro. It doesn't.
I have some teeth cheese all my hair. And
bro. But literally, though, somebody told me, yo, fam, the sky just opened up and aliens are walking on Earth. I'd be like, word, that's lit. That's really where I'm at. That's really where I'm at with 2020. It's like, yo, if something else happens that's like absurd and sounds absurd and crazy, it's like, yeah, it's probably happening. It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. But good vibes.
Well, we got good
vibes.
Las
vibraciones subiendo las para arriba. Woo! Atrás mi va impulso. Live a little in the present.
No, not even. Not even a little. Just fully.
Well, I would say 80-20. You know, you still got a goal. Set up goals and shit.
You know what, you're right. But I'm more 90-10.
Okay, Josh, show off.
Woo. Yeah. Oh, you want me to show off? Hold up. Hey, flexing. Oh, my new workout regimen. Wow. All right. So
what's our topic?
Woo! So we are going to be talking about, I don't know, damn. What are we gonna name this episode?
Lost.
Is it gonna be like I can't say that word. Archaeological discoveries in Latin America?
No. I was like Lost Artifacts or some shit like that.
Ooh, I like that. All right, so we're gonna call it Lost Artifacts.
I like it because it makes me think of like the lost city of Atlantis.
Mm.
For no reason, because it has nothing to do with each other. But
whoa. I'm sorry about that. A little technical difficulty.
You should be.
I opened up a random ass TikTok that was in my fucking browser while I was trying to open up the articles.
You mean the 1 of 20 that I've sent you? You have to be hip. You don't know what's happening.
They said you have to be hip. Yo.
Yes.
Yo, Carla's making it sound like I'm over here like 85 years old and I've never used like TikTok before. Fam, I'm hip, bruh. Relax, bruh. Worry about yourself, bruh.
Okay. When I come around with Annabelle, don't be saying nothing.
Nah, chill. Nah, keep me updated, though. Keep me updated, because I don't catch everything. You're right.
You too funny. If I'm sound distracted, it's because this bait was mad good.
Yo, if I sound distracted, yeah, I'm definitely distracted right now because I am... I'm organized.
I have multiple ones open.
So, how do you feel about this topic?
I feel like you don't hear enough about what other countries do. And I feel like growing up in Puerto Rico, like, we were always really proud of our, like, native discoveries. Like, I would always hear about it somehow, like, they found, like, bases or, like, I don't know, like...
They found this random, like, a tent or, like...
They'll find, like, clothing and stuff like that that was, like, from our Native Americans. And it's, like, you would hear about it. Mm-hmm. But, like, living here in the U.S., it's, like, I don't know what's happening. And I have the internet.
It's
like, it's all COVID and politics. And it's, like, well... I know these are important immediate issues, but, like, it's not the only thing that's happening in the world.
Yeah, COVID is, like, the only immediate... It's, like, the only pressing issue at the moment.
But...
But it's, like...
It's been, like... What? 8 months?
It's been a while, bro. It low key, it feels like this is, it's been like, yeah, now nah, actually, it's been the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Literally the whole year.
Because it was already active last year, around November, so.
It's been a whole year, and then this thing is just kind of, it's made it feel like the whole world is like kind of shut down. Mm-hmm. And like there isn't anything else happening except for COVID.
Exactly. It drives me insane.
So you're right, and you're definitely right there in that sense where it's like, damn, like, is there other shit happening? Like, I know people are still working. I know there's certain areas of the world where people haven't been affected
as much.
Where,
yeah, U.S. is like fucked up.
Bruh. The minute there was like a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and dudes were like, yo, the numbers are starting to stabilize, blah, 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 blah. Out of nowhere.
He's coming back, too.
Out of nowhere, COVID said, what? Hold up. Yeah, I thought I was leaving. Yeah, I thought I was leaving the party early. She came back.
Yeah, if you would have asked me in March, I would have thought that this would have been gone by August. It's August. It's not gone.
Bro, yo, we have this running joke at work where it's like, yo, once the elections are over, watch.
You think so?
Once the elections are over, watch.
You guys, okay.
Right, I'm telling you.
So about the artifacts, I have this article from LiveScience.com, which is written by Owen Jarrus, and this is actually in January 1st of 2020, which again, wow, remember January?
No, right? But remember January, literally?
No, I feel like it was 10 years ago. So there was a new discovery in the Valley of Kings, looted art from Venezuela, and evidence that humans were in Central America for more than 20,000 years ago. This is something that was discovered now this year in 2020. I'm like, oh no. Oh no. There was like a lot of stuff being discovered in Egypt. So I'm like, the situation in Venezuela is dire. There's lack of food, medicine, and rising violence all occurring in the country's economic collapse, and it left the country in a terrible state. Why is this a discoverment? Oh, lost art. Okay. Whoops. My bad. So in 2018, Nicolas Maduro, which we should definitely talk about in depth in another episode, the country's president was reelected in what the country's opposition said was a fraudulent vote, leading to a standoff between Maduro and the country's opposition parties led by Juan Guaido. Guaido.
Guaido.
He has an accent on the O, so I'm like...
Yeah, a little bit.
The Brookings Institute estimates that more than 4.5 million of people have fled Venezuela, a number that may jump to 6 million by the end of 2020. Wow. At the end of this year. While the world's attention has understandably been focused on the humanitarian crisis and political strife, there's evidence that Venezuela's rich historical treasures are being lost. Life Science has monitored large shipments of art leaving Venezuela. Documents from the U.S. Census Agency showed that in 2018, more than 12 million in art and antiques were shipped from Venezuela to the United States, and there are signs that some of these were stolen. I'm like, what? In September of 2019, the Associated Press reported that the FBI was investigating stolen art from Venezuela that is being trafficked abroad. Venezuela's opposition, led by Guaido, claimed that members of Maduro's government are stealing the country's art and selling it for their own personal benefit. Whether these claims are true or not, it's unclear. But in 2020, can we expect to hear more about the loss of Venezuela's heritage?
Yo, you know what's crazy? So especially right now, like in the climate that we're in,
mm-hmm.
something like this will definitely fly under the radar for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until people like kind of settle back down, and you get that one dude that's like, yo, but what happened to that one painting from Homeboy?
From Homeboy.
I don't know any prominent like Venezuelan artists, but like, I'm pretty sure there's like, there's, you know, paintings worth.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just like
that, you know, that people actually care about, people cherish. So somebody's gonna notice, and they're gonna be like, "Yo, so what's up, though?"
But the thing is, like, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that they notice or not, because I don't think they have the resources to like tackle that kind of issue right now.
Not definitely. Like, that's what I said. That there's more pressing issues right now. So something like that, if it is true that the Venezuelan government is, like, you know, shipping away artifacts and art and things like that for their own personal gain,
mm-hmm.
it's, like I said, it's definitely something that's going to go unnoticed and undetected. And to be honest, some people might not even care because they'll be dealing with just regular real-world stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, a little bit, actually, 2018 of all years. 2018, I had a coworker that she's from Venezuela,
mm-hmm.
Sofia, kisses, and one of the best people I've ever met in my freaking life.
Yeah, did I meet Sofia? I feel like I've met Sofia.
Oh yeah, you did meet Sofia. So I remember during this time, she lived in the U.S. and her dad was living in the U.S. and he was like working here.
But
mom was back in Venezuela. And so it's just crazy because I think Sofia was younger than me by a year or two.
Word.
And we had to have these conversations where she was like, yeah, I have to send my mom food and all this kind of stuff because it doesn't even matter how much money you have. It's all the scarce resources that, like, people are, like, needing, like, toilet paper and all, like, basic necessities. That it doesn't matter how much money you have, there's not enough to, like, there's not enough supplies to get. So she had to hand her, like, food and toilet paper because people were going into each other's houses to steal food because there wasn't enough food for the people. And I was just like,
that's really
tough. I know we're in the middle of a pandemic, but that just concept, like, just never left my mind. Like, I'm like, fuck, like, that's really the world that we live in right now.
Well, mind you, that was something that was going on before the pandemic.
So, and let me tell you, that problem isn't fixed. So on top of the fact that people need a food, now that suddenly, like, everything is out of control. It's just
that's kind of bugged out.
Mm-hmm. But we don't hear about these things. It drives me insane. This is why we have a podcast, because I need to talk about...
It's kind of... Damn, I'm kind of thinking where it's like...
I've never heard of it if it wasn't... Like, I knew there was issues, but you never... It's not the same knowing that there's something going on somewhere else than talking to someone being like, yeah, this is what they say, but as a person, as a citizen, this is what the experience actually is. It's like, we're desperate for food.
And it's way different when you actually have that firsthand experience. No, not even
yeah.
firsthand.
No, yeah. I know what you're saying.
You have somebody that's really in the know for real. Because the news is always going to spin things in different directions depending on what narrative you want to tell. And when you really do have, like, a person that's like, yo, this is what's really going on.
Because, like, I knew there was a crisis, but I'm like, what does that mean for a person?
Exactly. Yeah. Because the way things are worded when it's in the news, it never gives you the full detail, so you can never really grasp, like, the magnitude of the issue all at once. It's like they give
you
a small little cropped in portion of the image, but when you pull out, there's, like, so many other facets and, like, little things to it.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's just like the fact that they had a horrible 2018. They were already in crisis, and so I wonder what their current state is after COVID, or once COVID starts slowing down. Like, Josh is just scratching his head. Like, I don't know what things will go back to.
I don't even want to think about it, sincerely. Like, it's kind of like, yo.
I know.
Before COVID, things were scarce. After COVID.
And then on top of, like, COVID, it's kind of like, oh, not only did we not have food, then we had COVID, but also the people that are in power are fucking stealing millions and millions of dollars,
are corrupting
art and, like, artifacts, which, let me tell you something, once that shit leaves that country, to get that back,
it's a fight.
Yeah, I remember that there was a situation with like African artifacts that were stolen. Let me repeat that. That were stolen by colonizers. Thank you very much. And different museums in Europe have different parts of it. So Africa was asking for the parts back. And some European museums were like, yes, you know what? This art doesn't belong to us. We did steal it. And then there was another country, I can't remember for the life of me which one it was, but they were like, well, yes, we did take it without without consent, but also like we have the money and resources to actually maintain the artifacts in like a higher quality. So we're not gonna send you your things back because we can take care of it better.
Yo.
So imagine with Venezuela, whoever gets those artifacts, then like if they ever want to get them back for whatever reason, because it's their culture and history.
Their heritage, yeah.
Then it's gonna be a fight because whoever has it, like they can legally it could be a battle, but
it's gonna be something that's stuck in litigation for a long time.
Absolutely. Oh, and I also forgot to say this is a random rant, so we're just gonna rant for a little bit.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, oh yeah, for all the new listeners, mm-hmm. we sometimes have like random just, you know, like this mental kind of
bubbles flow. Yeah, so our what the fuck episodes are a little bit better structured, and then like our random rants is us ranting about a topic, and like this is definitely something that I want to rant about because where is it going?
Yo,
and it's actually starting to piss me off because the fact that someone could take my culture, my history, and profit from it, especially if it is being sent to the United States. What the fuck do you think if Trump gets to it? What the fuck do you think he's gonna do with Venezuelan art?
Who knows?
What do you think he would do? He doesn't give a fuck about that. He might as well just like burn millions and millions of years of history.
I want to play devil's advocate with you right now.
Okay.
I mean. In reality, they can preserve the art longer, though. So aren't they technically preserving your history longer and your heritage longer?
It's not theirs to preserve.
No?
No.
So you don't care about it being preserved?
What's the value of it being preserved if the people that are supposed to see it don't have access to it? Also, you're telling me so I can know about my history, I have to travel to the US or Europe. So I have to be a privileged, rich person to know about my own culture. So you're telling me that people of privilege are holding back the thing that makes me and my identity, and they're making money out of it?
That's bugged out.
Yeah, no.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
That's Josh is like, I'm gonna smack you through the camera, I swear to God. I'm like, nope. I will refuse to have white rich people hold my culture against me and charge me to know who the fuck I am. Nope.
Especially after being deprived of your identity for so many years.
Yep, nope. I'm not having that. I don't give a fuck if I can afford to have it. It's mine to take care as at the best as I can. It bothers me because it's like it almost makes me think about how we have phones, right? That's actually a great analogy. You have a phone, right? And you use your phone and it's yours, and you have all your history messages and social media posts and stuff, right?
Yep.
And your parents like, I'm gonna take this now because I can take care of it better than you can.
But that's crazy.
Your parent took your phone away.
That's crazy. That's like a complete.
But it's vibe. Yours.
Nah, yeah, you're stripping me of something that's mine, something that I've built.
Yeah. You saved for months to buy it. You like had like the highest hopes. You got it really excited. You put a case on it, and then someone just porque le salió de los cojones. Just it's just like, oh, this is mine now.
And if you want to use it, I'm going to charge you a fee for you to actually use it.
Yes. And you have to travel to come here to get it so you can use it. No. Nope. It's bothering me.
I feel you. Man. it's wrong. It's just wrong to it's wrong. It's sad that those countries like are put in a position sometimes where they have to do that, or they have political figures that just want to profit off of that shit. And
yeah, corruption's a nasty thing.
None of that money ever touches the hands of the people.
Nope.
That none of that money is ever taken and like reinvested into the community. It's never reinvested into the infrastructure. It's just kind of, it's all for personal gain. It's just like, yep, I had access to that art. I could do whatever the fuck I want with it. And I sold that shit to somebody in fucking Europe. And yeah.
And the fact that the conditions are like, people aren't going to notice until it's a little too late to like.
Especially right now, mm-hmm. bro, where you really can't go into museums and a lot of shit's kind of closed off or shut off.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, do you want to read the Human and Central? The last one?
Wait, hold on.
Josh is just out here looking at himself doing his hair. I'm like, dude.
Wait. Carla's just telling me that I'm looking at my hair while Carla's doing her hair on camera.
Yeah, because my clip fell off. But I'm looking at you looking at your curls. I'm like, okay, Mr. Casanova.
Yo, these curls looking good, though. You can't lie.
Okay, go on.
Hold on. We flexing. Guys, holla if you want to see the live YouTube version of this. You know, we can start uploading the episodes. Hold on. Did I just lose the article? Dad just lost the article. All right, so life science is aware of new research that suggests humans reached Central America more than 20,000 years ago. This would have occurred in a time when when glaciers covered much of North America. If the research is verified, it would be the oldest evidence for humans south of Alaska in the United States. I really just said the United States. Damn, this shit got me brainwashed. In the Americas.
Yes. You are brainwashed.
The new evidence the scientific team found includes a sizable number of stone tools as well as organic remains found in caves. Various dating methods are being used to determine the age of these artifacts. And then previously, claims have been made of humans venturing south of Alaska before 20,000 years ago. Though these claims have been found to be false or questionable, the scientists of the new studies are aware of this and are taking the time to conduct additional fieldwork and analysis before publishing widely decimating the results. If this all goes well, the research will be published in a peer-reviewed journal sometime in 2020. Okay, so sometime this year they'll be talking about this. And scientists...
They want it to, but I don't think we'll be hearing about it this year.
This is interesting. I hadn't really like learned much about humans kind of like venturing into Central America during like that ice age time.
Well, that's also one of those things about like when you live in the US, everything's about being here. But
yeah. Yeah, so you don't really think about like other cultures and civilizations unless you're taught. These are things that you don't really like learn in school.
But I did though.
I'm not gonna lie to you. This low key sounds like a waste of time, like them studying this.
But is it though?
You know why? The only reason I say that is that like. There's already been claims of this before, right? And they're claiming to have found like a sizable amount of stone tools, but it's like those tools could have came from any time frame during that like that ice age era.
But could it though?
It could have.
I disagree with you because. Okay, so you say, like, this is a waste of time because those tools could have been of any time, but that's the point of testing the tools. Is to prove that we have evidence that there shouldn't have been people in those areas because of the weather conditions and like for example, I'm trying to think like even like I'm thinking of natives, been like that's hundreds and hundreds of years after. These are supposed to be the groups that prove how, I'm thinking colonization, but not colonization. Like when the groups of people will move around.
No, we're talking about like people migrating and.
Yeah,
and,
people migrating.
And back when we had the land bridge connecting Asia to North America, to that northern area.
That wasn't used.
What?
It was actually proven that like Africa moved like to Central America first. Well.
I understand. I'm kind of building up that, like, what the environment looked like and how people were migrating from one end to another.
So you say the tools could have been of any era. Well, that's the point of testing them, is to know when it was, and if it doesn't match with another era, then that's evidence of that even older civilizations were there, and like then they have to piece the things together of like, well, if these people were here over 20,000 years ago, then is history the way that we know it accurate, or did we just discover something that doesn't match with our current history, so then like what we know is not true.
You know, it's weird because I feel like every other year there's like a new little quote-unquote anomaly where they're like, oh, we thought there wasn't anything here, but I guess there was.
Yeah.
And then it's just like
everything we know is, it's like
everything. I feel like everything we know is all speculatory. People are speculating, like, oh, like yeah, people were supposed to.
I don't think it's speculatory. I think people make, like, people like to fill in the blanks. So it's like, oh, well, we know that there was tools here 5,000 years ago. There was, like, marks here 2,000 years ago. So they must have moved from, like, one to another. But then when they find something in the middle that doesn't match, then it's like, oh, so they deviated. And then, like, we just fill in the blanks of our history as we find these things.
I feel you. I feel like I need to do more research on, like, that like, Central America.
Yes.
American, like, history a little bit more.
Yes.
I don't really know what kind of people were inhabiting that at that time.
Yes. I think it's interesting that they continue to find stuff in, like, Central America, and it's, like, it really makes you think before being colonized how these countries, like, how the civilizations developed in, like, America in general before Europeans even knew to colonize, like how everything just developed throughout the years.
It is kind of bugged out that a lot of those places were really already developed.
And I wish I knew more history about that, but like, I guess we were stolen as that, so YOLO. What else can we do? But yeah, I have a different article as well of a couple of archaeological discoveries in Latin America. These aren't from 2020. These are from LatinAmericaPost.com, published in 2018. So it's actually pretty recent as well. So I'm going to do the first one, which is in the 15th century cemetery in Bolivia. Whoa, it looks fucking cool. So it says, a Reuters statement revealed that in the municipality Vichada, Bolivia, a cemetery was found with human remains and other artifacts that date back to the 15th century. That is more than 500 years ago, during the period of the Inca expansion. For this reason, it is thought that the four uncovered tombs may belong to a community that lived there and belong to the Aymara kingdoms, a set of indigenous groups that were conquered by the Inca Empire. According to Bolivia archaeologist Wanderson Esqueredo, in an interview with the same media, within that cemetery that we found, there were two special tombs. One of the tombs, with characteristics of monumental archaeology, had about 108 individuals inside. In addition, in this great funeral chamber, there were metal objects, vessel plates, vessels of ceramic wood. And then they kind of basically like show, I don't know even how to describe this. It's basically like these tunnels. They make like a tunnel hole. And once you get inside, it's just like, it looks like a present day cemetery. like a lot of rectangles. It's actually really interesting. What do you think about that?
Kind of bugged out. Yeah. The thing to me is bugged out to think that so much history kind of lies underground.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like literally we're walking on Earth, but we have no idea what's below us.
That's like, so poetic of you.
Nah, but to really put that in perspective is like there's so many like you gave the when we opened up, you were talking about the ancient city of Atlantis. But think about how many ancient cities we're walking on. Like there's cities that were built on top of cities.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of secrets.
There's a lot of secrets that lie hidden. So for them to find 108 individuals inside, and for them to still have all those objects, the vessels, and plates kind of still intact was bugged out to me.
Yeah, that's true.
Bow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm really that's crazy that they found that city like that.
Yeah.
Damn. So this next article is when I first started reading it, I started dying.
Don't die.
it's the idols with masks in Peru. And then the only reason I laughed a little bit was because the opening sentence is in the city of Trujillo.
What website and who's the writer?
No. This is from the same article that we were just talking.
Okay.
This is literally like right under, like two under what you had just read. So in the city of Trujillo, Peru is is the citadel, citadel of Chang Chang, an archaeological zone.
Are you good?
That in 1986 was declared a World Heritage Site by the UNESCO. According to a press release from the Ministry of
Culture. I'm concerned.
Bruh, you're not letting me read. I'm not going to lie. I have not had breakfast, so I'm definitely not on your level right now because you're on like a whole fucking cup of Bustelo. But that's besides the point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Peruvian archaeologists found an amazing passage decorated with mud reliefs and motifs of waves, wavescapes and scrolls in which a zoomorphic motif, known as a feline or a lunar animal stands out. In addition, in this place they found 19 wooden idols with clay masks that date back more than 750 years. Damn. The sculptures with different faces represent anthropomorphic characters that measure at an average of 70 centimeters. Each sculpture has a base clay mask. They stand and carry a scepter in one of their hands in the back. And in the back, they have like a circular object that's kind of like looks like a shield. Oh, are you looking at these pictures?
Yeah, the head of Citadel's Research and Conservation Unit told National Geographic that because of their location, they appear to be guardians. Yeah, so the way that I would explain it, it's actually kind of like creepy because it's kind of like, I guess they use like a darker clay to make a face figure. But then in the actual face area, the clay has a face like mask on, like the ghost of the opera type of face mask. It's like a darker clay as a person and then like a lighter clay as a face, which is so freaking creepy.
The best way I can explain it is like somebody wearing like one of those white hockey masks.
Yeah.
Or almost like when Jim Carrey throws on the mask and fucking in the movie The Mask.
Yeah, that's definitely what it looks like.
Like, they're really damn, I wonder if they had more detail back in the day.
Oh, absolutely, they did. It's been hundreds and hundreds of years.
Because right now, they're just plain white masks, but...
If I'm doing my math right... Oh, well, no, I'm not. This was found in the 86, and it dated over 750 years ago. if it was found in the 90s.
Okay, so yeah. It was found in the 80s, basically, mid-80s.
Yeah, but it was 750 years in the 80s. So it must be like almost 800 years now. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm like...
No, I know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
Adding it up. But it's kind of bugged out, though. I honestly, I've never seen much of the Peruvian, like sculpture work like that.
That's mind-blowing to me, because I generally remember having, like, taken, like, global history. Freshman year of high school, and I still remember, like... Mind you, I did have a good teacher. She...
Yeah, Carla.
Carla
Bragg's been her amazing history teacher all the time.
Yes. So my history teacher from high school, her name was Lamboy, and well, her last name Miss Lamboy. And she had traveled to a lot of museums worldwide. So when she gave her classes, it was like PowerPoints of her in the museums. So she would show the actual artifacts of the countries. So it just hit different. I will actually see the artifacts that, like, she would have those pictures from the museums. And then she would explain how, like, they would take them out or reuse them and stuff.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's ill that you actually had, like, somebody that had experience. Gave a fuck.
Yeah. Still to this day, this is that was one of my favorite classes, because she made it interesting because she loved it.
It's different. Yeah, it's different when you have, like, somebody that's just kind of regurgitating, like they just they're giving you shit that they learned at fucking school, as opposed to actually going out and doing, like, yeah, they learned it at school, but then they also went and did their own research and kind of, like, immersed themselves in that culture. Or in that field.
Oh, yeah. She loved history. I don't know if she loved being a teacher, but, like, history was her thing.
Usually if you love history, you love history, because you want other people to, like, you know.
Yeah, but this is we'll end it here. This is everything for this week. Thank you guys for listening. I know this one's a short one. I'm hoping next episode will be a little longer. Thank you for listening. Follow us at WTF Latinx, Instagram, Twitter. My brain's not working.
Website coming soon, under construction. You already know your girl.
Yes, we have a website under construction, so that's, we're working in progress with that. And if you have any topic ideas, let us know on social media.